Hello and welcome to a special Palace Intrigue Bulletin. Buckingham Palace issued the following statement. Following further evaluation this morning, the Queen's doctors are concerned for Her Majesty's health and have recommended she remain under medical supervision. The Queen remains comfortable and at Balmoral. At Palace Intrigue, we understand that Charles is already with the Queen. William and Kate are on their way, as is Harry. Some reports coming in via Twitter. Rebecca English tweets, to summarise, all of the Queen's children, Charles, Anne, Edward, Andrew, are either at the Queen's bedside or travelling to be with her. Her grandson, Prince William, is also in Scotland. This is as grave as it gets, I am sorry to say. Outside Buckingham Palace, a sign reads, no changing of the guard ceremony today. Twitter user Kate Middleton Style tweeted, in an unconfirmed report at 10:13 a.m. this morning, 2 hours before the Buckingham Palace statement, somebody updated the accession page on royal.gov.uk website, adding information about formally announcing the death of a monarch. The BBC has suspended regular programming until 6 p.m. local time. Sky News quotes Sir Anthony Seldon, we don't know and we shouldn't speculate what it means, but it's serious enough for the children and grandchildren to come up by her side. We haven't seen that before, so we know it's serious. Let's hope there's a long time to go, but it's preparing us all for what will be the day of all days in our history. In 2017, The Guardian wrote about what to expect when that terrible day arrives. There will be bulletins from the palace, not many, but enough. Her eyes will be closed and Charles will be king. The plan for what happens next is known as London Bridge. The Prime Minister will be woken if she is not already awake, and civil servants will say London Bridge is down on secure lines. From the Foreign Office's Global Response Centre at an undisclosed location in the capital, the news will go out to the 15 governments outside the UK, where the Queen is also the head of state, and the 36 other nations of the Commonwealth for whom she has served as a symbolic figurehead. For a time, she will be gone without our knowing it. The information will travel like a compressional wave ahead of an earthquake, detectable only by special equipment. Governors-General, ambassadors and prime ministers will learn first. Cupboards will be opened in search of black armbands, 3¼ inches wide, to be worn on the left arm. The rest of us will find out more quickly than before. On the 6th of February 1952, George VI was found by his valet at Sandringham at 7:30 a.m. The BBC did not broadcast the news until 11:15, almost 4 hours later. When Princess Diana died at 4 a.m. local time at the hospital in Paris on the 31st of August 1997, journalists accompanying the former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook on a visit to the Philippines knew within 15 minutes. For many years, the BBC was told about the royal deaths first, but its monopoly on broadcasting to the Empire has gone now. When the Queen dies, the announcement will go out as a news flash to the Press Association and the rest of the world's media simultaneously. At the same instant, a footman in morning clothes will emerge from a door at Buckingham Palace, cross the dull pink gravel, and pin a black-edged notice to the gates. While he does this, the palace website will be transformed into a somber single page showing the same text on a dark background. We will, of course, keep an eye on this developing story. Normally we publish our episodes at 3:05 a.m. Eastern Time, and we'll hold back this Friday morning's episode so our editorial team can make sure we have the correct information and the correct tone. Thanks.